Chamisha Tamim Mechamisha Muadim. So this Mishnah is the, as I pointed out in the Marmakomos, is the introductory mission to the second parak. Most of the second parak bounces off this Mishnah. Chamisha Tamim Mechamisha Muadim. There are five Tamim, five Muadim. We're now explaining the L'chaira, we're explaining the Shor HaMazik, the Ovis of Karen, Shane, Regel, and that's why the opening mission of the second parak is Ketzad HaRegel Muedes. Then the following Mishnah is Ketzad HaShane Muedes. And then the following Mishnah, Chof Aleph Mendez, is discusses the sugya of animals doing devar mishunim, including the animal sort of koychoi, another sugya of koychoi shel behema, and then in chaf gimel beis the process of ha'odah. So chamisha tamim lechamisha v'odin. Habehema eina mu'edes loy li gach v'loy li goy v'loy li shoch v'loy li rebos v'lovot. So we know those are the totals of Karen. Hashen mu'edes lechol es haroyla. Harvegel mu'edes lishbor b'derech ilucha. Vishramuad, that means Karen with her order. Vishramazik, Vishus and Isaac, the order. Alright, so Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Muadim. What is the significance of labeling these groups? Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Muadim. Chamisha Tamin are the toldos of Karen. And Chamisha Muadin is Shane, Regel, Shor, Karen, that's Muad, Lechoira, any Shor HaMazik, any of the above, Birshus HaNizik. In other words, any Shor that otherwise would have been a Shor Tam is a muad if it's Rishus HaMazik. A short tam only exists in the Rishus HaRavim. The Odom muad loyla. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. The question is, what have we said with short tam shur muad? We said, as always saying, short tam pays chatzi nezek. Chatzi nezek and pays megufa. Right, that's the next Mishnah. Tezamud Beis. Ma bein tam lemuad. El shetam mesham chatzi nezik migufo yavud mesham nezik shalom min aliyah. So, is the significance of this distinction, of this grouping, this halacha? Chatzi nezik migufo. Chatzi nezik with a cap. Is the significance of din and shmira, in addition to the tashlumen? Tashlumen is clear in the Mishnah. So then the Mishnah goes on, Hazev Hari Vedom Benomer Abardalus Vanochash Hari Elu Muadin. So these are animals that no matter what they do, they're Muadin. In other words, even if they would do the Shicha and the Gifa and the Shicha and the Gifa and Revitza and Beita, so they would always be Muadin. There's no din of tam. Legabei zev ariv v'dov v'vardalus. Rebel Yezer roimer v'zman shein b'nei tarbus einam muadin. Rebel says, no, there could be a din tam even legabei these animals. It depends if they're caged or not caged. If they've been domesticated, if they ain't b'nei tarbus. In other words, whereas a stam shor is considered to be a ben tarbus, So a stam zev ari is not a bentarvus. But you could find a sedated zev, a sedated ari, you can find a cage, a domesticated, a trained. So what's the Tanakhama say? V'lezer omer bizman shein b'nei tarvus, einan mu'odin. V'anochash, but the nochash can never come under tarvus. So that's the second half of the Mishnah. So let's discuss the first half of the Mishnah. So the two aspects we want to discuss today, I just want to make a aura in the Mishnah itself. He pointed out that the Rosh in the second parak as a kasha. One of the sugyas that we're going to go into is defining the precise definition of Karen. What is the relation between Enidarka Lahazik and Kavana Lahazik? What's the... How do we understand behemoths that do things which are not kifi darka? Right now, let's just make a comment on the mission itself. Kashali, the mission, the Gemara discusses ochlo ksusa kelim mishalom chatzinezek. If an animal eats something that's not edible, say pays chatzinezek. The animal eats a basket, eats kelim, eats the clothing, chatzinezek. Kashali amaylei katoni ochlo behema. Question I'm under the Rosh that we're going to shelve is that the Rosh says, why does the Gemara makes the point of Ochlo Dover She'en Ervoy Law? Why does the Gemara choose something that not only is it not normal to eat, but also gets no benefit from eating? L'chorva, there's a bigger chiddush. That's the gemara that we learned. Kelev shachle im ravarve. A dog eats a large sheep. So here's a bigger chiddush. Why? Because not only is it never mishuna and it's tam, but there is some hanah. So certainly, if I know that a dog that eats imri ravarve is pays chasi nezek, certainly. If it eats ksus, right, that's a kasha, we'll come back to it. But then, the Rosh asks, v'oim, that way, kasha in the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Ha-behema einu edes loyli gach v'loyli gach v'loyli shech levot v'levot v'amayla ketoni shisha tamen v'liste einu edes lechol masha'ein darka lechol. A kasha. V'listing chamisha tamen. There are five situations where Shor pays chatzi nezek. Five situations of the parashah Chumash of Tam, and the one that we've learned already in the mission. One of the ones that we've learned. We learned all the toldos. We've also learned Kelev Shachalim Rabbim Pei Chatzi Nezek. So, where is that in the Mishnah? Where does the Mishnah record that an animal which eats something which is a nervoy lozatam? How can the Gemara, the previous Gemara, write that Ochla Kelev Ochla Imri Rabbeve Kalba is Mishuna Loi Magvim Avavel Chatam? So why is it not in the Mishnah? That's the Rosh's kasha. What's the easiest answer? Meshicha, the Yamshu Shleimer. Mashal says it is in the Mishnah. Because what is the Shicha? No, the Shicha is an animal that bites. It looks like it's a Ma'is Achila, but it's not a Ma'is Achila, it's a Achila Shalena Nena, Shalena Mahana, L'chair. Right? So, good Kashuk, good Teretz. The Rosh says in Chiddush. Nirali Lefarej. Hoder Rina Liel. Kai Kal Zachal Imra. Mishun Zachal Tanagela Mishuna. But let me read the Bavel. Apchaz Shepochta Avisa Komer. The Lay Magim Bavel. Abu Dimei Hanevela Mishali. Im Ochel Bachotzer Nizi. In Vishrama Shanana. The brush says that the reason that it's not listed in the Mishnah is because it's a very complex din. That if an animal eats something that it's not doesn't normally eat, so one would still pay for the damage the animal did to the nevela. When the kelev jumped on the sheep and killed the sheep, so that was a maisa mishuna. Pays chatinezek. Right now, when the animal continues to eat the dead sheep, that's not a maisa mishuna anymore. So for that, we pay differently. Gemara will discuss something similar on Tezayim Advais about the Ari, the when a lion eats a nevela. But right now, in terms of Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Rosh says, Helchach Nirlila Farish. Hai Kal B'dach L'Imri. So we have to look at the Hezek and evaluate it in a much more precise fashion. What was unusual? What's the Dover Mishuna? Killing the sheep, attacking the sheep. That was the Dover Mishuna. Okay? Chatzin Hezek. So now the dead, now the nevela, the alive sheep sells for 500. The dead sheep sells for 300. So there's a hezek of 200. Chatzin hezek, he pays 100. Okay. Now the dog continues to eat the dead sheep. That's not a dover mishuna. So now the nevela becomes worth $50. The wool is not worth anything anymore. The meat is all... Who knows what you can do with it now? Maybe sell it for some more dog food. Maybe $50, maybe. Maybe $25, whatever. Let's say 50. So now it's gone down from 300 to 50. So now there's a hezek of 250. Then he pays full. So he ends up paying 350 out of the 500. Right? $500 animal. When he kills the animal, it drops to 300, he pays 100. But now we look at the rest of the hezek, for that he pays shalom. So the rush has a chiddush, and he says, and on that, he says, the first part is the knas, chatin ezek, boga. There'd be a distinction between chotzer nizik and just rab. Why? Because the balance is shame. Now we take one maisa hezek, and then we, according to the Rosh, one of the chiddush of the mission is you take one maisa hezek and then you begin to dissect it. The Marshal's Teretz in the Mishnah says, no, you look at a mice as they categorize it. And the Rosh says, Mucha from the Mishnah, that you can have one event, but it could be several mice hezek, it could be several. You can dissect it, use a magnifying glass and say, oh, the first 20 minutes was a shame. And the first 20 minutes was Karen. The last 20 minutes was Shane. And we'll get all the halachas of Shane. The Haide Kamar. So now, what's a kashi should ask against the Rosh? What's a kashi should ask against the Rosh? No?
I remember collecting that, and you animal's eating something that's not right.
Yeah.
Just continuing to eat it, and then it's like the first second could see be not right, then the second on would be right, because any animal that starts eating something continues to eat something. So why would that be any different?
So I'm not sure. It's interesting, Kasha. Wait. How far do we go? It's anything in the Dover Sof. In the Dover Sof. Hechus brachas. Yes, the Mishnah says if a person forgets to say a bracha, so usually we say when it's halach is, you put something in your mouth, you forget to say a bracha, so you put it to the side and you say the bracha. If you can't put it to the side because it's a mashka, so then you have to spit it out because you can't eat if you remember before you swallow it. So the Mishnah says, how can that be such a halacha? Because once you put it to your side, it's anywhere lachila. You wouldn't have put it in your mouth to begin with. So it's not so much of a bracha. So that's what the Mordechai said. He's saying that can we dissect the maisa achila? Okay, so I have to think about it. At what point do you say it's your micro analyzing the event? Okay. But more of a textual question. The Amiram gave us a din. Go ahead, Yaakov.
Does the Gemara ever say that the Kelev kills it? Or?
To make a distinction. So, he's like, I come with the Ochle Imra. L'charver, doesn't say the Ochle Nevela. The Gemara will focus a little bit on that, significantly on the Tezayim and Beis, in the case of an Ari. Alright? But the just to take what Yaakov is saying, in the same direction that you're going, just the Ha'or that the Rosh makes, is we learned that we know the Allah of Kalma Dachla Imra. It's a Gemara. Kach, and the Gemara said, we're not Gavin Bavel. So now, apropos to Yaakov's question, so, the Gemara expected us to understand that Kalma da Ochla Imra meant the Maisa Hariga, not the Maisa Chila. We learned this halacha. Was it Erlel Das anybody that when the Gemara said Kalma da Ochla Imra, the Gemara meant that was the initial Hezek. Kalma da Ochla means the animal ate? Right? And the halacha was Chatzi Nezek, not Gaven Bavel. So just like the Rosh is having difficulty in understanding the Mishnah, but now his halacha, his Chiddush, makes it very hard to learn the previous text. No? Haideka Omar. He said, I understand Abakasha. Haideka Amar. Hai Kamud Ochel Afisha Ein Darka Lomis. El Tzer Chachila. The afal gav did chila sa hezek ko yoshinui machayv al achila davi urche. Then it goes on to the next ha'arva is along the lines of what Mordechai was saying before. That we see from it, because another sugya, we don't micro analyze the sugya. A little bit different than the way Mordechai said it, but the same basic kash. Yeah, but that's the just coming back to our Mishnah. So I just want to focus on the Mishnah for a moment. Our Mishnah, the Chamisha Tamen. So the Rosh says we know there's a Tam not listed, right? Chamisha Tamen, Chamisha, the five kinds of Hezek, Chatzi Nezek, Mina Guf. We know there's one that's not there. Why is it not there? See, the Marshal says, the Yamshu Shlomo says there, right? Shlomo was a very, very prominent sefer. He wrote on several mesichtas, but the Yamshu Shlomo was very, very much learned before the wave of the Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon took over. It was in the yeshivas that were not so taken by the Reb Shimon's Mahalach and the Brisker Mahalach. So they, Yom Shlomo is a very important sefer. Yom Shlomo is a summary on a sugya, the summary of the major Rishonim, and already brings almost every sugya liba the Hilchasa. Yom Shlomo himself was a fierce writer. And Marashal was called the Rebbeinu Tam of the Achreinim. He lived around the same time as the Rambam. The Marshal was a critical voice against the Rambam. The Rambam and the Marshal wrote backwards and forwards, criticizing each other. And the Mechal Tashol Torah. And so the Amshul was a very prominent sefer, and you see it often quoted in the Nesikon Shulchan Aruch, the Yashash, or the Marashal. Marashal also wrote, as you know, in the Rashis, in the Tosfos, also very much quoted. So the Marashal Zohara was, there's no Chiddush, nothing to be excited about. It's there in the Mishnah. It's called the Shicha. Okay, that's what the Shicha is. An Achila, a strange Achila, Achila without... The Rosh would say, but and the Neshicha is without any Hanav Achlal. The Rosh might say Neshicha was the first Maisa, but after it was a Maisa Achila. But the Rosh is a huge Chiddush. And the Kash against the Rosh is, the Chor goes against the stomach Deshas. Because we have the din of Kalb Doch Limra. No one mentions that. The Chiddush of the Rosh is that you can look at one Maisa Ezek and now you have to start pulling it apart. Moshe was saying before.
Is the Rosh Hashanah said like the Kaaba ate the sheep while it was alive?
No, I don't think so.
It's not trying. So what's that case talking about then?
No, I don't think. Which case?
So the case saying the Kaaba.
Kaaba
Imra. Is he trying to interpret that case as if he ate it alive, basically?
I don't think so. I think he's presenting it as a derech kipshat. I think he's saying that pshat.
It was one maisa?
I think he's saying it was that was one pshat. The pshat in the Gemara there was that you're paying chasi nezik for the initial hezek, not for the subsequent hezek. And I don't think he's saying Moshe's a good har, but I don't think that's what it's highly speculative. I don't think you can. The Rosh does not really come back to answer. It sounds to me that what the Rosh is saying is that we should understand in that Gemara that it was. We should understand from that Gemara that it's only referring to the initial killing.
Why
is it Achol? It's a Kasha good Kasha. Should be a Kelev Shehora Gimer. It's a good Kasha. I don't have a good answer to that. Ellie?
The Rosh is saying it became normal when he started eating it?
Correct.
Since when is that a thing? Like kind of like what you're saying,
like... What was that?
It's like kind of like what Morty was saying. You're looking at such a micro, small part of it, but why do we define norms based on one act of eating as opposed to a general behavior of dogs? We don't do this in general. Class
of things which are very abnormal for a cow to do. It can't become more in the middle of boring something. So, how does it become normal for a dog to be eating a sheep just because now it's doing it? So, the L'chorah, what the Rosh is saying is the other way around. The Rosh is saying that it is normal for a dog to eat dead meat. That's normal. Right? Going to Pathmark. Right? See, cans of dead meat. So the Rosh would ask to say to you, I don't understand what you're saying.
So
you look at this mice, so let's say the killing the Imra took 2 minutes. The killing took the next 20 minutes. So normal, not normal. So most of it is normal.
They won't kill sheep, but they
wouldn't kill sheep. No, that's correct. No, that we don't need the Rosh for that. No, that's correct. Assuming dogs do not kill sheep, you know that dogs eat meat. They eat dead meat.
So you're talking about like a shepherding dog that's killing one of its sheep.
I don't know if that would not be included.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming most dogs at that time were shepherding dogs, but I don't know how that changes things.
No, I don't think it changes things.
That's Messias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to protect the sheep, and now it's killing the sheep, it's supposed to protect.
Yeah, I don't think it's so dramatic about this, but. You have to get angry at the Kelev. Okay. Good, Vero.
According to the Russian
shot. Betrayal, you know. Should they canas. Go ahead.
Yeah, according to the Rosh Hashanah, how you can like look at the Maaseh Hezek in two different ways.
Yeah.
Split the Maaseh Hezek. Which one is the one that's addressed? Which Maaseh Hezek is the one that's addressed by the Tzeret Darabanan? Which one's the one that's?
All their rises. Go ahead. Which one is good again? Which one is?
Which
all
one is
rises?
The one that's addressed by the Chiddush of the Gemara of like Achla? You know.
So that's
the
Kasha.
Or which, and which one's the one that's, you know, the Sheen of the Mishnah?
I think that is what makes the Rosh hard to understand. In other words, the Pashta says what we would expect is that the stomach of the Gemara of High Kamal Dachla Imara and the stomach Gemara is that the entire Mais Hezek is a Hezek of Karen and he pays Chatzin Hezek. That's what we would expect. The Rosh is saying that it's the omission from the Mishnah forces us to learn a different shot and go back to the Gemara and learn a different shot in the Gemara. So the best answer I can give you is that the Rosh would say, the Yamsha, the Marshal would say, Akol Kipshutai. That case is mentioned in the Mishnah. Called Neshicha. It's also a chiddush to say that here it's spending 20 minutes eating this kelev and this sheep and that's its lunch, and now you're going to call it a sheep. Not so posh. But the Rosh would answer your question by saying the omission from the Mishnah is machadish this din. The fact that the Mishnah does not quote this din shows me I have to say that the fact that the Mishnah does not say someplace that an animal that continues to eat from its Maaseh Riga, the Rosh would say it says Shein Moed Zachol, right? No, so now it's Dover Roila. So the Rosh would say the Neshicha is in the first line, and the Shein Mu'edes Lachol Mashe Roila is the second line. The Chiddush of the Rosh would say is that the Mishnah has to accommodate this by splitting up one Maaseh Hezek. So the answer is the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Since Chamisha Taman has to be all inclusive. Right? Hold the cash for 1 minute. So the Rashba back on Beis Amud Beis. Run back in Beis Amud Beis. I don't think we're going to Rashba first time around. So Rashba says, Mestavra davka b'mu'odin l'chach. Abul mu'od l'negicha, enei mu'od l'neshicha. U'mu'od l'neshicha, enei mu'od l'negicha. Sheino adoas ha'ov mechazekes ha'toldas b'mu'odin. That's an interesting din that I don't think we discussed. We learned always and told us. Rashba says mestama that when a shor becomes a shor mu'od, it's a mu'od for a very specific ma'aseh hezek. Ad kedei kach that the shor, just like we will learn later on, keren yamin, keren small. Any kind of a nuanced difference does not make it into a mu'ud. So the Rashba says the same thing should be true for the toldus. Just because we have a shor that's now doing the shicha doesn't mean that this is a shor mu'ud for negifa or for be'ita. No. That's the reason. Utenan b'masnisen. Now the Rashba says, Pirush HaMishnah. Chamisha, tamna chamisha mu'odin hein. Habehema eina mu'edas loiligach v'loiligoy v'loilishach u'mefarish b'agimara d'hochikomar. Hein, tamin hein. Vim hu'adu chamishoson mu'odin. Olmo hein ba'atzman tzrichin liyois mu'odin. What's the Rashba saying in the Mishnah?
is the individual.
Right. So Lechaira, the Rashba is not saying that what?
And what if the one is being three others?
And also not saying that the Mishnah is
exclusive.
An exhaustive list of Tamin. Right? Chamisha Tamin Hay. We explain each one. What I'm saying now, I'm not convinced of this. Then this is that the Rashba is saying this is the only Chiddush of the Mishnah. That this is a response to the Rosh. I think it's a suggestion. So it's not in one of the recent Svarim. But the question is whether the Lechaira, the Rosh is it as a Chiddush. Right? So and the Amshul Shalom is the one that responds to the Rosh. I'm wondering whether we can find it clearly in the Rishonim that the Rashba would say, Rosh shouldn't have gotten so excited about this. The point of the Mishnah is not supposed to be an exhaustive. The Chamisha Tamanei doesn't mean if it was an exhaustive, it means that you should understand that all these strange activities stand on their own. All right, let's look at the Rambam, and then we'll come back with some questions. The Rambam in Nizkei Mammon. I'm sorry?
It's difficult with the fact that the Mishnah also says Chamisha Mulad.
Explain.
Meaning, if it just said Chamisha Tamin, then the Chiddush makes sense, but the fact that it seems as though it's a list, so much so that it includes Chamisha Muladin, would imply that it is seemingly listing out all the
Tamin.
Yeah.
Let's look at the Rambam. Rambam records the very beginning of Hilchas Nizkei Mammon. Right, we've learned Aleph several times, right? Because it says Sharem Amonam. Kama Mishalem. Emezika Bidvarm Shadarkum Lasayusim Tamin. Kiminag Briyasa. Then it pays Nezik Shalem. Vimshinis, but if it did something unusual, Vos Masim Shain Darkum Lasayusim Tamin, then it pays Chatzin Nezik. Then the Rambam gives an example of nezek, how you pay chasi nezek. Ha'isa masa shendakel asosu tamid kiminik b'yosi hu anik remuad. V'amishane v'osa masa she'ein darak erich kol minay lasoiz kein tamid b'goyin shor shenogach ha'inoshach hu anik retam. And the Rambam opens up Hilchas Nizkei Mammon with Tamin Muad. Chamisha Masim Tamim Yesh Bebehema V'imhu Adol Le'echver Meyen Nasis Mu'enes Le'oso Masa V'eilehein Ha'behema Einem Mu'enes Mitchilosa Lo'i Ligach. And he gives our Mishnah. Vimhu adole echon meyen harezu mu'endes loy. Avol ashein mu'endes mitchilosa lechol es haroi lo. So the Rambam read the Mishnah by saying, Lechori read the Mishnah, Chamisha tamin. There are five ways in which an animal will act in a strange way. And Chamisha Mu'adim. And there are five normal activities. Alright? Hashem mu'edes lechol aseroi la. Haregel mu'edes lishbor v'derech ilucha. And the shor who did any of these strange activities frequently, three times, then it becomes a, then it becomes keminag briyase. Right? So, coming back to Yoni's question, is that a reasonable pshat in the Mishnah? The Rambam says, Chamisha tam, maisim tamim yesh v'beheva. There are five strange activities. And v'mhudo le'echem mehen nasis mu'edes le'oisei masa, like the Rashba says. Right? And so based on the way the Rambam read the Mishnah, is the Rosh's kasha a kashana? Chamisha masim tam yesh v'beheva.
That's
not exhausted. He says there are five. Doesn't the Rambam seem to be saying there's only five ma'asim? There are five activities that are shaloi kederech b'yosa, and the an animal can become accustomed to any of those five. They're saying that that would indicate that even the pshat of the Rashba would still, what Yoni was saying, even the pshat of the Rashba would still seem to learn the Mishnah as an exhaustive list. Chamisha masim tam yishveva. If that's the case, and again, the kash of the Rosh is a, would be a, would still be a sort of valid kash. Go ahead, Moshe.
Does that mean if they were like, they were aedis on them three times, or only once?
Why not three times?
And he, in the Rambam, doesn't use Lashna three times.
No, later on I'll say, Kate said. I think the point that he's making is that three, he wants to understand that three times is, makes it kederech b'riyase. Okay? Ellie?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, very good.
So, do you think it implies kind of if you don't have the word hate, so hate means exclusive, and when you don't have the word hate, it is probably inclusive.
So but not, you mean not exhaustive?
Yeah. So, the way that the Amoran means Mishnah. And it seems like they're thinking it really is exhausted. They have the word hated both times. And hated means these are they.
So that would support the Rama and support the Rosh.
Yes.
So let's take one more step before we finish up. So what would, so assuming that we have for sure a machlekes Rosh and Yeshash and maybe a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam, so what would be, what's the hesber of the machlekes? Because the we're arguing is the Yeshash Shulman for sure. The Rambam most likely, the Rashba possibly, would say that, that when the Kelev jumps the sheep, that makes him to a Mice Hezek of Karen. And that's it, finished. We now have a category, now we call it Karen. Mashiach King the Rush would say no, we continue to micro look at every different film strip, every different piece of the film strip. And we will analyze it in sections. Right? The Chayra, this even takes us back to the Brisker Rav. You have a Maisa Hezek. How do you categorize the Maisa Hezek? So what will be the Machlekes of whether you categorize the Maisa Hezek based on the initial act, and then that, and then you just say this is one parsha, one episode. No, was that Yaakov?
Could it be like a Palkinan idea, like Palkinan before the Palkinan and Mice? It's like different in Mice, but I think it's even like more logical to split up the Mice the way the Rosh is doing than to say Palkinan before.
Yeah, I agree. I think Palkinan
so
is very. Yeah.
To do it in one statement that a person makes, so then why not within a
okay. Language? Okay, so what would be the counter argument to that? In other words, Yaakov thinks the Metzius is the Metzius. The Metzius is that the initial Maisa was Mishuna, and the next Maisa was lunch. No, so, no, what would you say?
Could this be like in the second parak, the Pasaj to Asana, or meaning, let's say you have someone throw something off of the roof.
Right.
And then we say, whose Maisa is the one that's high? Anyone gets the water?
Right, so that one of the major sugyas that we will discuss in the second parak and use Shreiros as an example, as the context, is whether the initial Maisa is ends up describing the entire Maisa. The difference over there is that there was a separate Maisa entirely. That right, the classic case is that Reuven throws something off the roof, but it was going to end. It was going to land in something that was very heavily cushioned, and then he pulled away the cushions. So what makes this a Maisa Hezek? So there actually was a significant change. It could be that this will be related, right? But even without going to that sugya, how would you defend the what seems to be the pshat in the Mishnah against the Rosh Chiddush? No good.
It
says so technically, linguistically, so the Rosh is hard to defend. Correct. Okay, how about Svara? What would be the most easy defense against the Rosh? Mordechai?
Didn't earlier on in the Gemara we talked about a machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos and Peretz about when someone injures a certain animal and three times he's injured for all animals, and we never bring up this machlokas of what kind of damage he did. We just say, we have a machlokas in that.
Yeah.
So really, it's mashmur from there that they don't even worry about what the animal actually did. They just say.
Oh no! So I think we would say that muad with a certain kind of hezek, right? Because, let's say I think we would say that if it was dochev one person and was no sheikh another person, and void, I don't think we would say that becomes a muad. I think that's what the Rosh Bos pointing out. That's what I think what the Ram points out. Does no one argue in that? I don't know. Go ahead, Beryl.
Could be, I don't know, maybe it's Dach is saying this relates in some way to Machlokas about if you're Onshin Lamam and Adin. That can you like extrapolate from that? We evaluate this Maisa Hezek on its own, we can fit it in into some sort of like category of Hezek we find in the Mishnah. But of course, that would be like the Rosh's position. But according to the Rambam, says, no, when the Mishnah says these are Chamisha Wadim, these are the five categories you set, maybe that would be like.
So, you think. Just rephrase what you're saying. Part of the din of Ovis and told us is that you have to categorize every Maisa Hezek, and you don't have the, you don't. One of the chidushim. So going back to the Brisker, one of the chidushim of Hezek is that you have five categories of Hezek. Now choose. So Zev will say, see, do you choose it based on the initial Maisa, or do you choose it based on the motivation of the animal, the. Where most of the hezek comes from. Okay, that'd be a reasonable mahalach. Is that what you're going
to
say?
We had the Rosh respond to saying, with the Brisker Rav approach, there's a maisa we're trying to categorize it into a certain type of hezek. But the Rosh would say this is two different things that happened, right?
Right.
The animal killed it and then ate it. So there's no problem of categorizing both actions into different.
Oh, good. Things. So how would you argue against that? Zev is going a step deeper in saying, Why do you begin to say it's one ma'aseh? No. And if the animal would come back 20 minutes later, animal kills at 9:30, and comes back at 10:15. If one animal kills at 9:30, and a second dog comes back and eats the 10:15, that's one ma'aseh. So then I'm saying, so mehechet teisi should call one ma'aseh. Just because he didn't take a break. Nope, what did you say?
When something kills something, first it injures it and then it kills it. So
yeah.
We charge it for the injury, we charge it for the killing. We never charge for the injury. Like, the first step, punch him in the face, and now.
Yeah, so that's, right. And that's what Mordechai was saying before, that in the Dover Saif, because then you could say by the time the Caliph killed the Imra, it was already an injured Imra. It wasn't worth so much. All right? I'm not sure if that would yield a difference financially, though. If you think about it, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it, at the end of the day. No. Go ahead, Evie.
Our case of the Caliph was Karen's Kamasal Hazak, but the Caliph wanted to eat. That's what it wanted to do.
Yeah.
So it ate by killing.
Yeah.
So like, if you, the way the Gemara defines the case as it was trying to eat the.
But look, that's Karen. That's how that'd be. If you look at it that way, an animal ate a dover shein roila. Karen, right? That's what we say. That's Hashem edes lachol masher roila. A Karen, if it ate masher roila, should be Karen. The Rosh is saying a live sheep is in a roila. A dead sheep is roila. No? Then?
I think we could say that the Rush might be saying is that the only way the second action came about was through the first action. So it's a Dover Mishuna in the sense that it even exists at all. It's like when we differentiate between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah.
No, but then...
It's why is he, what is he doing in Rosh Hashanah? Then
Zeb will nail you. He'll say, if that's the case, 9 o'clock, 10:15, a day later, I say, but that's Svara. You're going to... No, I think that'd be a big chiddush. No, Yaakov, what are you saying?
Maybe you could argue on how the Rosh defines Roi, because, like, what changes about the animal that it wasn't Roi before, but now it is Roi, just the fact that it was alive and now it's dead. Maybe there's room to argue that it's not the fact that the animal is alive that made it not Roi Lua. Rather, maybe just the fact that it's a much larger animal than the dog, and that makes it not Roi, and even when it's dead, it's still not Roi.
That's hard to say. No. If you open up 5 cans of dog food at one time, so it becomes in Roy.
But it's just like the dog recognizes that it's an animal that's much larger than that. Maybe.
It being big chiddush. I'm not saying it's wrong. I have to find that from vets, whether it's correct or not. Lachora, why shouldn't we say, why shouldn't the defense against the rush, Newt Mayor?
Is it Maisa versus Tzotzah aspect that the rush would say, that we don't care about what actually happened, we just care about the Tzotzah. But at the end of the day, the animal just went for the meat.
Well, what would be the basis for that, though? And a Chanavi, what would be the basis for that? What is the Machayev, Lanias Daiti, if I had to defend against the rush, right? And the rush makes his point. The kasha is the gevaldik kasha, right? The only way to respond to that, from a textual perspective, is gevaldik kasha. The mashalas to kvetch and saying the shicha, it's not so probable. But lechora, it comes down to whether we take a ma'isa hezek and say that we're going to categorize it, whether we're going to categorize it. Are we forced to categorize a ma'isa? Are we going to categorize it based on the initial part of the episode? So, l'chora, if the machayev of Tashlumi Hezek is that the owner of the animal lapsed in a shmira, that's what we're saying. Where were you? How did you let this happen? Right? Your chiyuv is because you didn't protect You didn't do your chiyuv shmirah. So lachara, the chiyuv shmirah, we look at the lapse of chiyuv shmirah. That's the fact that I wasn't watching it, and if I get away with it. But when the ma'aseh hezek happened, so then halacha says this happened because you weren't watching it. So whatever happened subsequent to that, in that ma'aseh hezek, the animal comes back half hour later. That means I was a second lapse in my ma'aseh shmira. L'chayra, and you can argue what I'm going to say. L'chayra to say that the Rosh may say this. He says there was a lapse in the Maisa Shmira at 9 o'clock, and that lapse in that Maisa Shmira continues, and you have to take responsibility for every lapse in your Maisa Shmira. And we would respond to Moshe by saying, yeah, but the initial hezek is subsumed by the death of the animal. But then we would say, but the moment it becomes a dover roy, so then your ma'isa shmira changed. Your chiyuv shmira, it's saying. L'chor, it's a big chiddush. L'chor, the stum of the mission, the stum of the Gemara says that since the machayev, the reason why we're holding you responsible is because you lapsed in your obligation of shmira. So when did that happen? So it happened when the animal attacked the imra. So that becomes now a keren. You lapsed in you weren't careful enough. And l'chor, you can say a step deeper. Because the shmira that's required for davar mishuna is going to be less than the shmira required for a davar roy. Right? The shmira required for something which is less probabilistically, okay, correct English, less probable, right? It's going to be less than the shmir required, and it's more probable. Right? So you just said it's not entirely correct, but overall, it's correct. So l'chayra, our understanding of the sugya is we do look at an entire event of hezek as one ma'aseh hezek, because you balabas are paying because you messed up in your shmirah. There's one machayev. And l'chor, we don't say that we now hold you responsible for the continually not pulling your animal away. The rush, could either argue, what many of you argued a few minutes ago, that there is no chiddush that insists that we look at a hezek as a ma'aseh hezek, as one ma'aseh hezek, or it's conceivable, we have to find rayos for this, that the Rosh may hold that it's your chiyuv is because of mamon hamazik. And then it would stand to reason that my responsibilities as an owner does shift from when my animal attacks and damages and when my animal is benefiting. Because as far as mamon hamazik, those are very individual things. My animal's prolonged benefit from something that could be a separate mechayev. We're assuming that a ma'isa ve'ita, a ma'isa neshicha, so the hana and the hezek is all in one fell, happens in one fell swoop. In this particular case, the neshicha, the hariga, and the achila are separable from the perspective of I, the Baal. In the first case, my animal was a mazik, I kavod al hazik, did an angry act. Eli would say an act of betrayal against the flock. And then the ma'is achila was just separable, because it saved me lunch for my kelim. So that's what I'm wondering. So again, so what do we suggest today? We looked at the Mishnah, and the Rosh raised the question that there is a missing tam. So it's conceivable that it's not an exhaustive list. It's conceivable that the Rashba says this is not an exhaustive list of tamin. Yoni raised the question, doesn't read that way, we supported Yoni's Kasha by looking at the Rambam, but the Yam Shel Shon Marashal certainly takes issue with the Rosh and says there's no omission. Certainly the halachic conclusions of the Rosh do not seem to be well supported by the Rishonim. Alright. Then we pointed out that the Rosh, L'chara is a chiddush over here. And the Rosh says that because of the omission in the Mishnah that forced them to be machadish. And here's a very significant chiddush. Halacha l'maisa dika chiddush. That you can take one event and then you microanalyze it and pull it apart. L'chara, the other Rishonim agree. L'chara, it's correct to say that the most Rishonim would say this is part of the idea of identifying of an atolda. Like the Brisker Rav says, we have a chiddush v'nakra that we identify, we're supposed to give a chal shame. We're supposed to call activities by their halachic names. Right? And as you know, the Brisker Rav took it to the extent that even if I have two melamdim, I still have to fit into one mazik. Right? So the Rosh would say, the Rosh may say that he doesn't accept that particular chiddush of Oven Tolda. Or, whereas we're suggesting that Roy Rishonim would say that once we identified which label we're going to give it, so it only picks up one label because the Machayev is your lapse of Shmira. So since the lapse of Shemir is only one Machayev, and the Rosh could either disagree with the idea that we are forced to give it one of, the Rosh could disagree that even if it's one, even if it comes, the Rosh could say that why should we be held to identify it with one of, and he could even go further and possibly say that there's a Machayev of Mamin and Mazik. So if it's my Bailas which is being Machayev, it could be that there are two distinct Machayev Mavir. One is that I lapsed in my Shmir and then I got a Semen Hana. So from the Baal perspective, it's very, very different. So that could be a possibility. But again, in terms of what is what's clear is there's Rosh's Chiddush based on the omission of the Mishnah. Tomorrow I would like to discuss the Machlokes and Tarfin and Rabbanan that appears in Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, that is one of the themes of the Sugya Test Zion Amud Aleph, and then go on to the wild animal Sugya. Okay.